Illegal alien, freed into U.S., gets life sentence for murdering Jared Vargas. By John Binder on October 11, 2019. An illegal alien who was twice freed into the interior of the United States has been sentenced to life for brutally murdering 20-year-old Jared Vargas. On Friday, 20-year-old illegal alien Ernesto Esquivel Garcia from Mexico was sentenced to life in prison for murdering Vargas in June 2018 after being convicted of first-degree murder in August, as Breitbart News reported. On the Angel family's Facebook page, Justice for Jared Vargas, they celebrated the life sentence of the illegal alien who took their loved one's life. Life. The Angel family posted. Vargas, a cybersecurity student at the University of Texas at San Antonio, was found murdered by Esquivel Garcia on June 18, 2018, when firefighters arrived at the scene of an apartment set ablaze. Prosecutors said the illegal alien had brutally strangled and stabbed Vargas to death before setting his body on fire in the apartment complex. Throughout the trial, Esquivel Garcia and his attorneys had used a defense and smear against Vargas to justify the murder, claiming that the illegal alien killed Vargas in self-defense because he believed that he was under threat of being sexually assaulted. The murder occurred after Esquivel Garcia had been twice released from police and federal custody back into the U.S. and was only given a voluntary deportation order despite having a criminal record. In March 2017, the illegal alien was arrested for drunk driving and was eventually turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Though he was placed into deportation proceedings, an immigration judge allowed him to post bond, and he was released back into the interior of the country. In May 2018, a month before Vargas was murdered, Esquivel Garcia was again put into ICE custody and local police custody but was able to post bond and be released back into the U.S. with only the promise that he would self-deport. Esquivel Garcia is eligible for parole in 30 years, and if ever released on parole, he will be deported by federal immigration officials to Mexico. Jared Vargas leaves behind his twin brother, in college, and a little sister, in high school, as well as his parents and countless loved ones and friends. A GoFundMe page has been set up in his honor to help his twin brother and little sister in their schooling. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.